Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my mommy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's great. The day this goes up is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve to you.
And me and you and everyone
and
too.
And all the other people. We're actually live streaming this podcast, but people say that it's glitchy at the moment, so if you can also listen to it, which you're currently doing. I'm going to fix the camera real quick. Mom, entertain them.
Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, you just spilled coffee everywhere.
Oh, no, I spilled coffee on the notes. Oh, this is a terrible... You know what? This is a accurate... I'm glad we're filming this one. I'm glad this is being recorded. Oh, no.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd.
Oh, everything's ruined.
No, it's not ruined.
It's not. Well, this is it. Okay, so... Oh, I wanted to do an update. You know how last time we talked about how they were going to try and tax text messages?
Oh, yeah.
It failed.
Yay!
But the people fighting it against it were like, we're going to keep an eye on them because they'll probably try and do this again.
Yeah.
Also an update. We can say Flynn now.
Flynn.
So, I didn't write this down, but I just remembered it as I said Christmas. Did you see that they were trying to say that people want a gender-neutral gingerbread man and a gender-neutral or a female Santa Claus?
Hmm.
No one does. No.
No.
No. Not a single person cares about that.
No.
Santa is a dude that was a character created off a dude.
Yeah.
Gingerbread men are
they're just cookies.
They're just cookies. They're no just one cookies. Cares. This was just a story that someone decided to make up to be like, liberals are crazy.
They're just cookies.
No, we don't. Santa, bro.
Yeah.
Cookies, yeah. Cookies, bro.
Yeah.
No one actually cares about that.
No.
I've never been upset that Santa was a man.
No.
Never been upset that gingerbread men are they're cookies.
I have cookie cutters that are gingerbread family.
Yeah. It's not like the gingerbread men have a penis carved into them.
No.
They're
just wearing pants. You could say that's a girl, too.
Yeah, because free
and
the nip,
girl,
bro.
In the dress, you could say that's a guy in a dress. No
yeah.
big deal.
Free the legs? Bro, what is it? Is there a saying when a guy wears a skirt, like, free the flop?
Oh.
Because if not, I'm starting it
right
now. All right, let's go on to the things I actually have planned, because that wasn't, and it was awesome, though.
Can you read it through your coffee?
I can read it through my coffee. It's slowly going to the rest of the notes, so let's talk quick.
Is this being live-streamed on Instagram?
Dad, they can't hear you. No, I'm not live-streaming on Instagram. Who
it's
are
on
you?
Your channel.
I'm doing Saturdays at Rachel. Dad, why are you watching it? You're literally sitting right next to us. My dad has his earphones in, and he's watching us record this.
Or is he? Is there a game on?
Oh, he might be watching a game. No, he's actually watching us do it. Oh, there's the comments. Oh,
my goodness.
All right, so the live action for... okay, so they're doing a live action version of Aladdin, which just means that the people, and it's not a cartoon.
Okay.
So they're redoing the movie. I, for a really long time, had no idea what live action meant. They're like, they're doing a live action of Beauty and the Beast. I was like... Is that a stage performance? I didn't know what live action was.
Okay, what is it? maybe some other people don't know.
They're just doing, yeah, because no one explained it.
Live Everyone action. To me, it sounds like, is there going to be like Evel Knievel in there or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
car
okay.
chases?
And they just decided that everyone knew what live action was. No. It just means that they're redoing the movie with humans instead of cartoons.
Okay. Got it.
Got it? Okay. Yeah. So they're doing one of Aladdin.
Okay.
And a magazine just released like the first picture of what
they're going to
look
how are they
going
to fly through the sky?
Okay.
CGI.
Yes, CGI. They fly in a lot of movies
My
nowadays.
Brain's going forward to like, how are they going to do this? How are they going to do that?
Growing up, Colleen, I got really mad at Colleen because she wouldn't tell me how Aladdin flew his carpet because I didn't understand that they were cartoons.
Ah.
I thought they were real people. And I was like, how does his carpet fly? And she was like, it's magic. Like, she wouldn't explain to me that it was a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
And I was too dumb to understand it was a cartoon.
You were
anyway.
Dumb.
We're
okay.
getting off topic, Mom. They released a picture. Will Smith is playing the genie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the picture, he wasn't blue.
Really?
And what so it? Everyone was just like, he was just Will Smith with like
his
a
sound,
weird
huh?
top.
Cap on?
No, he didn't have a cap on. He had a weird ponytail thing and then a goatee. And then he had a shirt on. And everyone was freaking out because he wasn't blue. And then they were like in the notes, they're like, don't worry, he's going to be blue. This is just his human form. And I'm like, this? They're like, we haven't perfected the blueness.
Well, like, oh, there was a movie where the blue girl was blue. What was that one? Remember the
Matrix? Not the Matrix.
No.
No, Wolverine one.
What? You know.
Jennifer Lawrence was blue?
No. Oh,
yes?
She was. Yes. But there was another one. There was a blue girl in it. Oh, come on.
Tim, Smurfs?
Do you know the one? The blue girl?
No. Celeb shotting dad. The X-Men. Yeah, the X-Men. Jennifer
okay.
Lawrence was blue.
I know, but there was another girl, too.
Yeah, the one before her.
The guy who was married to the guy.
What?
She was married to the guy from Full House.
John
Stamos. She was married to him.
Who was married to him?
The girl who was blue.
Jessica Stamos.
In real life? Wait, I'm
no,
very confused.
In real life, she was married to John Stamos. Oh, come on. I know this
John
isn't.
Stamos just got married for
Wasn't
the first time
before?
Ever. Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm very confused. In life she was blue or in the movie she was blue?
In the movie she was blue. Come on. People will know
cartoon?
What I'm talking about. No, people will know what I'm talking
dream?
About.
All right. Anyway, so everyone was mad about it. And he said that his character will be mostly CGI and the cover was just his human form. So I don't really believe them. I feel like
it'll be hard to see somebody else being the genie besides Robin Williams.
I know. And he said that. It's very important to him that he
yeah.
does an homage to him and does a good job.
Yeah.
But he better be freaking blue.
He better
also,
be.
Also, the genie doesn't have a shirt, man. Don't wear
no.
a shirt. The genie's not supposed to wear a shirt. Genie's not supposed to be a little pot-bellied.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. The girl who's playing Jasmine is gorgeous, though. So they casted her right. And did not make her blue correctly.
Are you her?
No, Mom.
Okay.
They're doing it ethnically correct.
Well, you're beautiful. So.
Thank you. So, you know the Netflix documentary thing, Making a Murderer?
Yes.
The sheriff of that town
mm-hmm.
is suing Netflix and the makers of that documentary saying, what did he say? He's filing a lawsuit. It has added another layer of tragedy to what was already a painful episode to our community.
Didn't he have to sign off on the first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they had to sign off to use his face. Yeah, he was saying that it was them making that documentary was just too, it was so emotionally hard for the town. But everyone in it signed off on it.
Yeah.
Also, I watched it and I could not tell if the first time I thought he was innocent. And the second time,
oh,
I
really?
Couldn't tell if he was innocent or not. I couldn't figure it out.
It was too long ago for me to remember.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he'll win that suit.
I don't think so either. Oh, Fortnite is also being... You don't know what Fortnite is.
I don't know
what
Fortnite is.
Fortnite is a video game, and I've never played it, but I think from what I've gathered on the internet, when you're choosing a character, they all do different dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what dance moves are.
I do.
Just checking.
The foxtrot or the dab.
Yes, the dab is a dab. I love that you went from the foxtrot to the dab. But so Fortnite is being sued by the dude who played Carlton in Fresh mm-hmm. Prince of Bel-Air and the backpack kid because they both created a dance. Carlton created, you know, his normal dance.
Yeah.
And the Fortnite kid created, not the Fortnite kid, the Backpack kid created the floss, that dance that Parker and Jake always do. And apparently you can own dance moves.
I did not know that.
I didn't know this either, because I feel like
it's just a movement.
It's a movement.
Anybody can do that movement.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because Colleen, and she's
do
on a...
Do the Miranda.
Okay, no, not the thing I was going to say at all. No, when Colleen does, she's done a docu, she did the Netflix
special.
It hasn't come out yet, has it?
Yes, not yet.
I will say, they had to take out copyright things.
Yes.
Things they could get sued for. They had to take those out. And
right.
So it's all like original Miranda stuff. But when there's a part where she said she was going to do the Schmeichel Schmacks and Schmoonschmack.
Yes.
And she does what her version of the moonwalk.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is the moonwalk copywritten? She goes, no, I just think it's a funny joke.
Yeah.
So she could do the moonwalk, but don't you, wouldn't you think when, that Michael Jackson, who created the moonwalk, his team
you'd think
or whatever
so.
Would... Like, I didn't know you could own a dance move.
I didn't know that either.
And there is footage of Carlton saying he created the Carlton off of stealing the dance moves between Courtney Cox and one other human being.
Huh.
I forgot who it was. So
well, that was pretty good, though.
It was.
It was very funny.
But I was just blown away that the fact that you can own a dance move.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Well. Because Colleen also did the floss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't say this. Was she going to get sued? She did not do these dance moves.
She did the moss.
She did the moss and the Schmeichel Schmack and Schmoon Schmack. So.
The smosh?
No, the smosh is a YouTube thing. You can't say smosh.
What is that?
It's a YouTube channel. Human thingy person people. I saw it on Twitter. There was an article posted saying that people that get up at 4 a.m. are the most successful.
I've heard that as well.
That's a lie. Because they listed the successful people, and they were not the world's most successful people.
I was up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, but you didn't start your day at 4 a.m.
No.
You didn't wake up well-rested at 4 a.m. A month or two ago, I saw a YouTuber, Mac Lethal, who's this dude that is a rapper, mm-hmm. and he raps things. And he did a rap making fun of the guys who get up at 4 a.m. to work out. And they're like, oh, I'm crushing it. I'm better than everybody else because I'm waking up at 4 a.m. And he's like, bro, we have the same hours in the day. Just because you're waking up earlier doesn't mean you magically have more hours. He did this rap. It was my favorite thing. His name's Mac Lethal. I love his stuff. But I was just like, you don't have more hours. You're just because you wake up at 4 and I wake up at 9 doesn't mean that you can get more done in a day. It just means we have different schedules.
Well, that if you stay up later than him.
Well, yeah, it's not like we're going to bed at the same time. He's waking up at 4 and I'm waking up at 9.
Right. I heard you should make your bed every day. I don't. But they said you should because that helps you be organized in the day or something.
I get a lot of stuff done in the day.
I do too, without a bed being made.
Yeah. I don't get it because some people are like, I wake up at 4 a.m. and run 10,000 miles.
Maybe that helps them get it done.
Yeah, but like, I like to work out at night. Does that make me a less successful person?
No.
Exactly.
It does not.
Waking, especially from someone
who... You set your own hours.
Yeah, I set my own hours. So it doesn't make sense to me to wake up at 4 a.m. because why would I do that?
Well, maybe they're talking about the same people who wake up at 7 and go to bed at 11. Okay, if you wake up at 4, then yes, you have get more things done.
But you have to go to bed earlier.
No, what if they don't?
Then you're not getting enough sleep and
no,
you will literally die. you're tearing off years of your life if you get that little of sleep.
Oh, I think he wants on the couch. Oh, no, he's going to eat the coffee.
Dad, can you get the coffee thing away from
paper
the
towel.
Dog?
The coffee spill paper towel.
The coffee spill paper towel thing. Dogs aren't allowed to have caffeine. They could die.
No, well, we don't. Oh, really?
Yeah.
They can't have potato skins either. Toxic.
They can't have anything about the avocado or the avocado tree. Or grapes.
Or poinsettias.
There's a lot of things dogs can't have.
A lot of things. How have they survived? Because they're just out there in the wild.
Because we pamper them.
Okay, but how did the wild dog survive? Because they're there and almost telling them, no, you can't eat that. Do they just know?
I don't know. They just die.
Or?
Dad, no one can hear you. No, you're not on the mic.
Said...
Stop saying things. I saw a thing that was mad at millennials. Because we're pampering our dogs too much and we're putting big name brand dog food companies out of business because And someone was like, no, don't blame, don't get mad at us because we're taking care of our animals now and we're not buying the swill that is has zero nutrition and is like not even actually edible for dogs. And we're just not buying that crap anymore and we're buying actual good food for our dog. They're like tried to blame millennials for pet food companies being crap.
And that bothers me. They're blaming millennials because people have been pampering their dogs for
a long time, and finally have started to figure out what's good and bad for our bodies. It's taken us a really long time.
We're a little slow sometimes.
Yeah, humans, yeah, we're a little slow. Or no, it's we not evolve, that we're slow, we it's that
become
people
aware.
Are money hungry. So whoa. They're like, the dog just licked my mom's water bottle for
I wasn't,
listening
I didn't know
and not
he
watching.
Was, I didn't know he was there.
How'd you not hear him? He's huge. Mom, we can't take sips at the same time.
Okay.
Because then one of us has to be talking. It's a podcast.
Okay.
You talk. Go.
I'm talking now because she's sipping coffee.
Talk about something.
You're the one with all the notes. All I have is tongue twisters.
Oh, that's
in front
right.
of
okay,
me.
We'll get through the notes and then we'll play tongue twisters so I can drink something. Oh, my goodness. All right. Sad news, Mom.
Oh, no.
The Kardashian Jenner sisters. Are shutting down
their stores?
No.
Oh.
Their apps.
Oh, they have apps? I didn't know they had apps.
Exactly.
I don't do Kardashians. Sorry.
Hey, I power to them, man.
They
are, you can say they have no talent. You'd be wrong. Their talent is business and marketing. They're geniuses. You can't deny that.
You can't deny it. No.
Being good at marketing and business is a talent. Being good at social media, I know a lot of people won't say it's a talent. It's a talent.
It is.
If you say it's not a talent, you try doing it. See
exactly.
how well that works for you.
Exactly.
Anyway, they're cutting down their apps in 2019.
Okay. Giving everybody a warning, huh?
A little warning. I've never used their apps, but I know they do like behind the scenes.
I didn't know they had an app.
Things. I don't know. I know that Kindle shut hers down a while ago.
How come you don't have an app, Rachel Ballinger?
I actually do.
How come I don't know about this app, Rachel
All
Ballinger?
Is a while, like... At three VidCons ago, there's this company that was like trying. There's always some company. Everyone's trying to be an app. But they're like, we'll make it. The person can have your app. And then it's just anything you post on any social media gets put into the app. So you just, if you want to check on all of my social medias at once,
okay,
you just go to
the app. Okay, that's good for mommies to have.
Okay. Well, I don't think it shows you like Insta story.
Oh,
it just
I like
shows
those.
You like main posts. And all, mainly on daily, I'm Insta storying. That's what I. Constantly doing but it'll show you when I post a video, when I tweet something, and when I post on Instagram feed.
Okay.
The app is just called Rachel Ballinger. If you just Google
How
my name
it, I want to do
I
it
never
right
promoted
now.
It because it didn't make me any money, and
but you
I should
have told your
to.
Mom
why
because
you know you could have Google alerts for people's names. So
what do you mean?
So if like something about you goes onto Google, like you a Google like an article about you is mm-hmm. on Google, it'll like send you a notification on your phone.
Really?
Yeah. Eric has it for himself.
My phone would be silent.
And it kept going off after Flynn was born because Aww. Articles. He was like, what is happening? Because he's just like, usually just get it. It's when something is added is like IMBD or something.
Yeah.
So.
All about that, baby.
I didn't know that could happen. I kind of want to do it for myself.
Do it.
You know, if a scandal happened about me.
So we could do it for other people?
Sorry. Yeah, you can.
Okay, so I could have Google alerts for any people I want.
Yeah, so if Colleen does something Google worthy,
if Parker does something Google worthy,
Pooker, I just call Pooker. Him
Pooker. Pooker, our tongue twisters are coming up.
Oh God! All right. okay, so there was these drones that I don't even know what in London at the Gatwick Airport. Drones were flying around and had to delay flights.
Not by an airport.
I know people are really stupid.
Wow,
like. Just have brains,
don't
guys.
Don't fly them in a natural
not
disaster.
Not everything is worth a view.
No. Like during not, fires?
Yes. Oh, they have, yeah. People are just stupid. Anyway, drones were flying around, so the airport had to, like, basically get shut down. No flights in and out for a bit. And then for some reason, this is no disrespect to the YouTuber
mm-hmm.
whatsoever, but Twitter thought this was a headline that needed to happen, was that YouTube star Jax Eptic Eyes. I don't follow him. I know he's a huge YouTuber. I have no disrespect to him. But they're like, he hits chaos at the London airport. And like that was it. It was like the YouTuber star hit like was very inconvenienced at the airport. And I looked into it and it was he tweeted, sorry guys, video will be up a little later, stuck at the airport. That was the news that Twitter was like, we must headline. I was like, yeah, he's a big YouTuber, but like
everybody else got inconvenienced like, as well.
The headline should have been like drones shut down an airport, but instead is YouTuber slightly inconvenienced. I was like, I think he posts almost daily or something like that. But I was like, a lot of YouTubers get delayed in posting because of stuff. I don't know. No disrespect to him. He's huge. He's great. But I was just like, this is what we decided was newsworthy. This is what the headline worthy
Somebody
was.
Did.
It was a slow day at Twitter.
Must have been.
Very slow. Oh, I saw a thing of tweets going around on Twitter that hit home for me. Hit right in the soul because it's something I've been dealing with at home lately. I'm going to read the tweet and then I'll describe the picture that went with it. Guys really out here living like this and see no issue with it. And it's just an apartment with a singular lazy boy and a TV and that's it. Because, oh God, all through college, that's what all the guys' apartments were. They maybe have a singular plan. Be like, we decorated.
Yep.
Or like a poster on the wall and be like, we decorated. And then like, I don't know why this is a thing. I don't like stereotypes, but that's what I saw all through college. And now Matt does not understand that our house is not decorated.
It's not a dorm.
It's not, this is a home.
Yeah.
And it needs to be lived in. And he doesn't understand things that don't serve a purpose.
Yeah, like things on a shelf, right?
Oh, yes. Like, you know, I could put a candle on a shelf. He's like, well, we don't really light candles because what is dark? I was like, we don't have to light it.
It's just
pretty. He's like, but why would you have a candle if you don't light it? And
it's got to have a function.
And I'm like, well, what about a succulent? And he's like, what does that do? I'm like, it looks pretty. A statue, a thing. Why don't you put some books here? He's like, we don't read. I'm like, oh my God. it has been a very big fight. And he has agreed to put things on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't understand pictures. So like, because he's like, why do we? I'm like, to remember the memory. He's like,
photographs.
Photographs.
Okay.
I'm like, let's frame pictures of something. And he's like, I was like, let me put a picture of the dog on the wall. And he's like, I can see the dog right now. I don't need a picture of the dog.
Oh, man.
I'm like, okay. All right. I showed him the tweet and he was like, that's not me. I didn't even say anything. Aww. I just said, I was like, bro, we have frat boy couches. We have a TV bigger than the wall. This is us.
You have blue tape where you want to hang pictures on the wall.
We do. Well, since it's Christmas, I took that down and put Christmas stuff on the wall.
Aww.
And he looked at it and went, yeah, we need things on the wall.
Okay, good.
Because he liked it. And so I was like, yeah, it makes it feel better. And I told
him
where the Christmas tree is, I want to put a reading nook. I want to put like a table with a little table with a chair and a lamp behind it.
And those books you don't read.
And the books we don't read. And he cannot understand. He's like, why do we need a reading nook? We don't read. And I'm like, there is always a spot in the house where no one goes.
Yeah, but that's good because then you have a chair when you have me over.
And he's like, but you can't. He's like, well, we could put a lazy boy chair there. I was like, I'm going to kick you. Anyway, so everyone that tweet went out and it went viral and people were sharing pictures of like guys' apartments.
Yes.
That it's just that.
Yeah.
It's like the bare essentials and they literally don't see a problem with it. And guys are commenting being like, I don't get the joke. Like, exactly. Exactly. You don't get the joke. But that one was just my favorite. And
it's a good one.
It's a good one. Talk. I'm going to take a sip of coffee.
And she's taking another sip of coffee.
Just say something.
I don't know
what happened this week.
I babysat. Well, I didn't babysit. I helped out with baby Flynn. And he was adorable. And I get to stay up at night and watch him. I could go to sleep, but I don't want to. I just stare at his face.
Okay. Good talking, Mom.
Because he's perfect.
Oh, yes, he is. He is very perfect. All right. I saw this and I just needed to say I'm disgusted by it. Designers are going to try and make low-rise jeans have a comeback.
No, let's not.
No. On behalf of everyone's butt cracks, including my very high one, let's not. No one looks good in them.
I never thought the high-waisted jeans would come back, but they did. And I was glad, though, because it sucks
it
in.
It sucks everything in. And
everything.
Like, you can bend over.
Yeah.
You know, the whale tail is gone.
When you sit, it's not cutting you
off. Yeah. I literally haven't, I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec. And
oh, I just watched that again the other day.
Yeah, and I,
it was funny.
Literally, that guy, oh, that character.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm obsessed with the show right now. That show doesn't get as much credit.
No, it doesn't. It was
it's
good.
It's a really good show. It is. Binge watch it. I think I'm watching it on Hulu. I'm watching it on Hulu right now. But anyway, oh, I have an indent. You know how like the body is an hourglass shape? Like you're
not mine.
Okay,
but yes. It's supposed to be.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah. Where it goes in right above your hips and then it curves back out and then comes back down on the thighs. Well, in the middle of my hips, there's a dent from low-rise jeans because I've wore low-rise jeans and like you have to wear them super tight so they don't fall down because they're so low.
Yeah.
So you have to wear them super tight and it was in the middle of my growing. Like I was a teenager. I was still growing. My body, so there is literally an indent.
Oh my gosh.
In my hips. And my friend, my best friend Kelly, who's from high school, she talks about it too. And we were like, all of the girls from our generation have that dent in their hips because we all wore low-rise jeans way too tight right there. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
The high-rise is good. Or the mid-rise.
Mid-rise. I don't mid-rise like the mid. I can't do mid-rise. But
I don't do either. I'll bounce back and forth.
I kind of blubber over the top.
But that low-rise where there's like 2 inches.
No, there's not even 2 inches.
And an inch of zipper. You have an inch zipper and an inch button and then it's done.
No.
Where it's like if you don't shave, you're... Your afro's out. Anyway, let's band together.
Yes.
Guys.
No lolos.
No lolos. Oh, no. The super lows.
No.
I don't even think there was a zipper involved. The whale tail. Guys, we got rid of the whale tail. We don't need to bring it back.
Oh, it's when Corey, the thong. Okay, Corey told me what that was. Yes. I didn't know what that. I've never heard that term before. This is very distracting.
Do you want me to make it so that you can't see the... Here.
No, it's okay. I just, it's every once in a while. There we go.
Now it's just the recording. You don't have to see them. She was very disturbed by the live stream.
It was like,
because you could see us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Now you're just listening.
Now I'm looking at lines going up and down.
It looks
red
like
lines.
A heartbeat.
It does. Yeah, it does.
There you go. Last thing I have. So Apple confirms that some iPad Pros are being shipped and they get slightly bent in the shipping process, but they say it's normal.
No.
And not considering it a defect.
No.
Your iPad may be bent.
No.
That's cool. Don't worry about it, bro. Don't worry about it.
Very
it's fine.
Upset.
You're fine. You're just paying thousands of dollars. You're good. Don't worry about it. How much are iPads? I don't know.
I have no idea. I have an old.
Yeah, Matt has an old one.
Mine's so old.
I just, like, that's a defect.
Yeah.
That one was sharp.
It was.
Which just got me. That's 100% a defect.
I would not be happy if my iPad came bent.
Thank you for talking as I sipped. I knew you had nothing to say, but I took a sip
and you had
to talk.
I would return that so quick.
I would too, but the fact that they're not considering it a defect means they won't take it.
Well, then I won't buy one.
Same. I've decided right now. I will not buy an iPad. Take that, Apple. All right, Mom, let's play our tongue twister game.
Okay.
My mom, I told her we'd do tongue twisters because I had the most fun with it last time. I don't care what you listeners thought. I had the most fun.
It's fun.
But she asked if she could print them out so she could read them.
Because they're easier to read.
And because my computer is being used to live stream this, I decided, yeah, you can print it out.
Okay. I noticed most of them have S's, T's, and W's. I found one F one.
Great. Now we know the letters that are involved in these tongue twisters.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Okay, say it fast.
I did.
No, you didn't. You read it at a normal person.
How can
pace?
A can clam in a clean cream can? I did it. You try it.
Really? Okay, give it to me.
No, you made me not read it last time.
I said you can print it off if I can read it too.
I thought you meant you could read the next one. Go ahead. I didn't get to read them last time. Not fair.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
See, it's easier. Words I can't even do
we
normally.
Can't speak normally. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know why we think tongue twisters is a good idea.
If Stu choose shoes, would Stu choose the shoes he chooses?
Oh,
that's second.
If
half.
Stu choose shoes, should Stu choose the shoes he chooses?
Okay, you were a little faster. Oh,
should Stu choose the shoes he chooses? If Stu choose shoes, should Stu choose the shoes he choose?
See, the first half to me was harder than the second half, right?
No, the second.
Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses. That was easy. Do it without it.
Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses? Oh, watch what?
You bet too.
What? Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses.
Yes, he did.
You handed me the paper.
Tie twine to.
Nope, you already messed up. Okay. Tie twine.
Tie tie twine to three twig.
No, nope. No. Nope.
Tie twine to three twigs.
Wait, I want to see what she's trying to say. Tie twine to three tree twigs.
See, that's hard.
Oh, I get it. Tie twine to three twigs. Because the second you say twine, you think you said it wrong, but you said it right.
Yeah.
Twine just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Tie twine to three tree twigs. Dang, that one's hard.
That one was really hard.
You haven't said it yet. You have to say it.
I did too.
You did not say it. You got Wayne, to twine. Twine.
Oh, not Wayne.
That's all you got.
Tie that twine to
no,
three.
No, you can't add words.
Dang
you
it.
You can't just add words.
Tie twine to three tree twigs.
Sure.
I did it.
We'll say it.
Six slimy snails sailed silently.
Six slimy snails sailed silently?
Yeah.
Who was that? You're reading it. I'm doing it. I have a memory.
I wish to wash my iris wish.
No! No!
I thought I had that one.
I wish to wash my iris wish. Rotch. Dang it! I wish to wash. No. I wish to wash my iris. My oh, I hate when the Irish so wrist watch is in there.
Frustrating.
Irish wrist watch.
Yes.
Irish wrist watch. That's the one.
That's a hard one.
That's one that will always get me.
One last one.
Okay.
Five. Frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes.
Five frantic frogs fled from what?
50 fierce fishes.
50 fierce fishes?
50 fierce fishes.
Let me read it. Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes.
Yes.
I nailed that one.
You did. That's all I have. Boom.
I'm still better at it than you. I'm going to practice Irish wristwatch. Gosh.
That's hard.
Why is it so hard?
Irish?
I wish. Why is Irish hard for us to say? Irish wristwatch. The second you.
Well, Irish wristwatch. Try. Oh, I'm going to just look at my wristwatch.
Are you going to look at your wristwatch? Your Irish wristwatch.
Wrist. Watch.
My That's Irish hard. Wrist watch.
There you did it.
Not fast. All right. Let's move on to some questions.
Okay.
Emma asks if a Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
One of them was because it was at Christmas time.
Yeah, the original Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's
it
a
is.
Great Christmas movie.
It is. It was a good one.
It's up there with Elf and the Grinch. Either Grinch. Not the newest one. The first two.
Are you done with your root beer?
Why? What are you going to do with it?
Nothing.
That's just literally a root beer bottle sitting between us.
It looks like a beer bottle, but it's not.
And did you want the people live streaming to know it wasn't a beer?
Yeah.
That's all you can say. Yeah. That's a root beer.
This is
IBC
not a beer.
Yeah, I don't really drink IBC. Beer at all
no,
anymore.
I don't either.
Okay. I did have a sip of wine tonight.
You did.
I got crunk.
No.
Lit.
With one sip of wine.
Woot. Woot.
Woot.
Woot. Woot. Yeah, Die Hard's a movie, a Christmas movie. Ballinger fan asks, when you were a kid, did you and your siblings fight over who got to open their presents first?
No.
My mom, we didn't do one present per person. We have a big family. We'd all get each other presents. There were multiple presents for each kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just sit down on the couch and my mom would just grab presents randomly and hand them. And the person opened it. The second they realized what it was, she would hand the next present.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever present it was, to the person it was for.
Right.
There wasn't an order. There was...
No.
It was... We waited. Once you realized what it was, then you got to open yours.
If you guys ever argued about it, you wouldn't have gotten any.
No, Christmas would have been canceled.
Absolutely.
We were angels on Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
I was an angel all the other days, too.
Yes, you were.
I was great.
You were.
Yeah, but last year... And then I've kind of taken over the pass-out job. The last few years, I helped you because your knees suck.
Well, not anymore. Now they're great.
I know. But last year I was puking, so I don't know who
that
did it
was
last
a rough
year.
Christmas
I don't
last
remember
year.
Christmas morning last year.
No, you were in a ball on the couch.
That was a
just
rough one.
Not good.
Okay. Tilly C asks, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone else but yourself?
Ooh.
I know what I do.
Good question.
I would like to see 10 minutes into my own future.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that I know, like, because you know how sometimes there's like two things you can choose between?
Yeah.
I want to know, selfishly.
But you might not know the effect of what you're doing in 10 minutes till 2 years later. 10 years later.
I know, but for like, oh, if I run to the store real quick, will I be late for that thing?
True.
Or, oh, I'm about to get an accident if I stay on this road.
I'd probably want to see 10 minutes into my kids' futures.
So you would choose everyone else's but yourself?
Probably.
How unselfish of you.
No.
But how much would you stress out if you knew something was going to happen to us and you couldn't get a hold of us, Mom?
Because you don't answer my tweets.
You could see the future of everybody? You could see the future of everybody.
Oh, that's scary. Maybe not.
Right? I would just want to do myself. Mm. But remember That's So Raven when she could see into the future and then she created it by trying to stop
it? Right.
I'm just saying, we don't know how that would work.
It didn't always work out for her.
That's So Raven.
That is so Raven.
I hope some of you at least have watched that. Oh, it was a terribly good show.
I did not like it.
It was a terrible show.
Oh. Terribly good? Is that what you say?
No, it was just a terrible show. I loved it.
Yeah, you did.
But then at the end, I was like, this is stupid. We all know she's going to cause the thing she just saw. Yep. If she just sat back and tried to interfere, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
She caused the things.
She did.
It was just very annoying.
Talk, Rachel. I'm going to take a drink.
Okay. As if I'm never not talking. Okay. Olivia asks, okay, I'm going to answer this for you. It's a question for you, but I'm going to answer it for you.
Okay, go.
Does Gwen have a favorite friend out of all of you and Colleen's friends? Yes, you do. And it is John Hawkins.
I love my John Hawkins.
You love John Hawkins.
I love him.
You two together are my favorite thing in the world.
He is so fun.
You are my favorite duo. My absolute favorite duo is John Hawkins and my mother.
He's the sweetest.
I mean, you love all our friends.
Yes, I do.
Like, you just so much. All of our friends. Doesn't matter who it is. But John Hawkins has to be your favorite.
He's got a special place.
He has a very special place. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that do too.
I know. No one's going to get offended by that because everyone understands the bond you and John have. Because John has that. John is only in town for like 1 week every 6 months.
Yes.
And everyone just wants to be around him and he's gone.
Yeah.
He leaves on a high note always.
Always.
Like he's just like you never get sick of him.
Never.
He's never. I spilled on your couch.
Rachel, what am I going to do with you?
Mom, go get a paper towel. I'll entertain them while I spilled all over. Give me liquids. I'm having a really rough time. As a child, I spilled at every single dinner we had. Like every time we went out to a restaurant, I spilled something to the point where the waiters just knew if we would go to the same restaurants. They
and it was okay. It was just a little,
everything
a little spill.
Fixed.
Everything can be cleaned.
Yeah.
And if it can't, you know what?
It's just a material object. Who cares? All right. Lily asks why Matt hates the internet. Matt doesn't hate the internet. Matt loves the internet. Matt's always on the internet. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like social media and YouTube being on. He doesn't like people knowing who he is on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because the internet can be very mean.
So mean.
And he doesn't want to open himself up to that world.
Yeah.
And that's okay. He doesn't have to.
That's right.
Like, I get hate all the time. People tell me mean things about me.
I don't like that.
I know, but I've accepted that it's going to happen. It doesn't mean I enjoy it, mm-hmm. but I've accepted it. And the benefits of being public on the internet definitely outweigh the cons for me. For him, he wouldn't be able to handle it. And that's fine. Not a lot of people can.
Yeah.
So he doesn't hate the internet. He loves the internet. He's always on the internet.
He's always finding out things.
You just never know who he is.
Yeah.
Tilly C also asks, what word do you always mispronounce?
I mispronounce most of them because...
You always say Siri wrong.
Siri.
You say Surrey.
Surrey?
You
with a fringe on top?
You say Surrey.
Surrey? Maybe that's why she never gives me the right answers.
Probably. You also say Volvo instead of Volvo.
No, it's I own a Volvo.
You don't own a Volvo. You own a Volvo.
V-O-L-V-O. Volvo.
Okay, say P-I-N.
Pin.
Say P-E-N.
Pin.
No, pen and pin.
Pen and pin. Pin.
I'm sure I mispronounce things all the time, but whenever, you know the song Despacito that came out? Whenever I read it as despacio.
Despacio.
And I think it is despacio. And every time I realize it's Despacito, I'm like, oh, I fell for it again.
Again.
So I read it wrong.
Okay.
I read badly.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I never get words right.
And the last question we have is from Baby Ballinger, who asks, any skin care tips?
I'm not the one to ask.
Well, for me, I will say never, sleep in your makeup. I don't care right. how tired you are, how drunk you are, how sick you are. Get that makeup off your face.
I agree. I don't follow that, but mostly because I never wear
it
makeup.
It is literally the only thing I follow.
Yeah.
It's the only makeup thing. It's the only skincare thing I do. I take it off with a Neutrogena makeup remover wipe.
In the blue package.
In the blue package.
And I see that, but that leaves still stuff on you because
I thought
washed...
that too. I would always rinse my face afterwards, and then I stopped rinsing my face afterwards, and my face is fine.
Your face is gorgeous.
I know. And then, because when I put products on my face, if for some reason I break out more, and then, you know, drink water, and if I divulge in a lot of chocolate, I break out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a lot of chocolate, I'll break out. If I don't wash my makeup off my face, I break out. The water thing, people say, I don't drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water because it's in my tea that I drink so much of.
But tea dehydrates you.
My iced tea? I'm not dehydrated.
No, tea, that's like me saying this coffee is hydrating. It's not. Caffeine dehydrates you, and you drink black tea with caffeine in it.
I do drink black tea.
So you're not hydrating yourself, you're dehydrating yourself.
But a lot of it's diluted down, so...
Well, so iced coffee is hydrating. So is that what you're saying to me?
If you let it be all diluted down.
This is where I get, this is how why I am the way I am. Matt's like, why don't you drink water? I'm like, because I didn't grow up drinking it.
No, water's boring. Oh, as I'm drinking water.
You do drink a lot of Fiji water.
I do, at night. Because if I drink tea after 5, I'm like this, and I don't go to bed.
So you do hydrate yourself.
I
but not with your tea, Mom. Tea is dehydrating.
I know. But water's boring during the day.
Water is so boring.
It's so boring.
I have to get like really, really, really thirsty to drink water.
Yeah. Nope. It's got to be iced tea.
At restaurants, though, I'm trying not to order anything but water.
Yeah, restaurants, it's okay to drink the water.
It's, I mean, it's...
Well, I mean...
What? It's okay?
No, I'll drink it there, but I won't drink it at home.
Yeah, no, I don't want to drink it at home. We don't buy water bottles anymore. It's bad for the environment.
I do.
I know. I'm not trying to say anything about you. I'm just saying we don't. So it's like I have to get out of the fridge. I have to get a cup. It's not as cold as I want it to be.
Life's rough for you.
It's not convenient.
So rough, Rachel.
Matt took a glass cup on a walk with the dog the other day and broke it.
Oh, no.
He dropped it. I was like, you can't walk around with glass.
No.
Like, you can't. Luckily, the person's house we dropped it in front of was right outside. She goes, oh, I'll get you a broom. She was really nice about it.
Oh, that's sweet.
So it's not like we littered and just left shards of glass everywhere.
I was wondering. I was going to ask you after the podcast.
Oh, no. But... People do that. People have broken glass in front of my house before in the street and just left it because they think it's in the street. So it's fine.
No.
It's not fine,
it's
bro.
It's not fine.
It's not fine. Ask. I'll give you a broom.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have for today. Do you have anything else, Mom?
I have nothing.
It is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. Santa's coming down.
Gonna close your eyes. Gonna
go to sleep
tonight.
Unless you're the parents.
And they should sleep
of little
too.
Kids. Oh, parents don't sleep on Christmas Eve.
Why not?
Because we're doing wrapping and bows and...
You have to fall asleep at some point.
Yeah, like at 3-4 in the morning.
Don't
what are you looking
clock?
At?
I was looking to see what time it was.
Oh.
Nine.
I can look on my wristwatch.
Is it an Irish wristwatch? Dang it!
No, it's not an Irish
wristwatch. That was really hard for you to get out.
It really was.
All right. Well, that's it. I hope you guys have a very, very Merry Christmas. Oops. And we will see you, sometime soon. Next
Before
Monday.
The new year.
Is it? Yeah, I don't. Do we have another one? I have
idea.
Will we see you in 2018? Or will we see
look
you?
At my,
we hear you?
I don't know. I got messages. Yeah, you can find calendar faster than I can.
I can't. It's not recognizing my fingerprint probably because there's
coffee
all over it. Coffee
spilled.
Yeah, we'll see you on the 31st.
Yes, we're going to see you again in 2018.
So this isn't goodbye forever.
No.
Mommy, no. Take us out.
Oh, see you next time on All Things Internet. Dink.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.